CBC News spoke with nearly a dozen former employees of crypto ATM companies. All said fraud is a known problem with these machines. Sam Muckbull, president of the crypto company HODL, denies they profit from fraud.
We're not in this business to facilitate fraud, and none of the operators are.
Crypto ATM companies are classified as money services businesses, meaning they follow rules like registering with FinTrack and reporting large transactions. But there are no regulations specific to these machines. Meanwhile, many U.S. states and Australia have introduced daily machine transaction limits, and the U.K. has effectively banned them. Minister of Finance François-Philippe Champagne told CBC News his government is reviewing options.
Listen, we're looking very much at all the matters that would strengthen our laws in Canada.
FinTrack denied a request for an interview and didn't answer questions about what, if anything, it's doing to address the conclusions in its own report.